Ninth Grade Biology, Part 2 of Continued Readings for Thursday, May 7th, Chapter 18, for pages 402 to 404. Page 402. As Figure 20-4 shows, each species of barnacle occupied a distinct band within the intertidal zone. Cathomolus lived higher on the rocks than Semibalanus did. Connell demonstrated that this difference was partly due to competition. When a rock covered with Cathomolus was transplanted to the lower zone, Cathomolus was clearly able to tolerate the conditions in the lower zone. However, Semibalanus would soon settle on the rock and eventually crowd out Cathomolus. Connell concluded that competition restricted the range of Cathomolus. Although Cathomolus could survive lower on the rocks, competition from Semibalanus prevented it from doing so. Higher on the rocks, Cathomolus is free from competition because it can tolerate drying out more than Semibalanus can. Reduced niche size. Recall that a species niche is the role that the species plays in its environment. But this role may vary due to interactions with other species. So, ecologists differentiate between the fundamental niche and the realized niche of a species. The fundamental niche of a species is the range of conditions that it can potentially tolerate and the range of resources that it can potentially use. Often, predation and competition limit the species' use of these ranges. Thus, the realized niche is the part of the niche that the species actually uses, as shown in Figure 20-4. Character displacement. Competition has the potential to be an important influence on the nature of a community. The composition of a community may change as competitors win, lose, or evolve differences that lessen the intensity of competition. Natural selection favors differences between competitors, especially where the niches of the competitors overlap. This evolution of differences in a characteristic due to competition is called character displacement. Character displacement is a way of reducing niche overlap. The beaks of Galapagos Island finches provide an example of character displacement. Many of these closely related finch species eat seeds that come from the small number of plant species on the islands. Furthermore, the size of each bird's beak determines the size of the seeds that the bird can eat. When the average beak size of each species is compared with the average beak size of each of the other species, the greatest difference in beak size is observed between species that share an island. Differences in beak size reduce competition by enabling species that share an island to favor different food sources. Page 403. Resource partitioning. As Charles Darwin noted, competition is likely to be most intense between similar species that require the same resources. When similar species coexist, each species may avoid competition with others by using a specific part of an available resource. This pattern of resource use is called resource partitioning. For example, the pioneering ecologist Robert MacArthur, living from 1930 to 1972, studied several species of warblers that feed on insects in spruce and fir trees. MacArthur discovered that when more than one species of warbler is foraging within the same tree, each species hunts for insects only in a particular section of the tree. As a result, competition among the species is reduced. Symbiosis. A symbiosis is a close, long-term relationship between two organisms. Three examples of symbiotic relationships include parasitism, mutualism, and commensalism. Parasitism is a relationship in which one individual is harmed while the other individual benefits. Mutualism is a relationship in which both organisms derive some benefit. In commensalism, one organism benefits, but the other organism is neither helped nor harmed. Parasitism. Parasitism is similar to predation in that one organism called the host is harmed and the other organism called the parasite benefits. However, unlike many forms of predation, parasitism usually does not result in the immediate death of the host. Generally, the parasite feeds on the host for a long time rather than kills it. Parasites such as aphids, lice, leeches, fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes that remain on the outside of their host are called ectoparasites. Parasites that live inside the host body are called endoparasites. Familiar endoparasites are heartworms, disease-causing protists, and tapeworms, such as the one shown in figure 20-5. Natural selection favors adaptations that allow a parasite to exploit its host effectively. Parasites are usually specialized anatomically and physiologically for a parasitic lifestyle. Parasites can have a strong negative impact on the health and reproduction of the host. Consequently, hosts have evolved a variety of defenses against parasites. Skin is an important defense that prevents most parasites from entering the body. Tears, saliva, and mucus defend openings through which parasites could pass, such as the eyes, mouth, and nose. Finally, the cells of the immune system may attack parasites that get past these defenses. Page 404. Mutualism. Mutualism is a relationship in which two species derive some benefit from each other. Some mutualistic relationships are so close that neither species can survive without the other. An example of mutualism, shown in figure 20-6, involves ants and some species of acacia plants. The ants nest inside the acacia's large thorns and receive food from the acacia. In turn, the plants protect the acacia from herbivores and cut back competing vegetation. Pollination is one of the most important mutualistic relationships on Earth. Animals such as bees, butterflies, flies, beetles, bats, and birds that carry pollen between flowering plants are called pollinators. A flower is a lure for pollinators, which are attracted by the flower's color, pattern, shape, or scent. The plant usually provides food in the form of nectar or pollen for its pollinators. As a pollinator feeds in the flower, it picks up a load of pollen, which it may then carry to other flowers of the same species. Commensalism. Commensalism is an interaction in which one species benefits and the other species is not affected. Species that scavenge for leftover food items are often considered commensal species. However, a relationship that appears to be commensalism may simply be mutualism, in which the mutual benefits are not apparent. An example of a commensal relationship is the relationship between cattle egrets and Cape buffaloes in Tanzania. The birds feed on small animals such as insects and lizards that are forced out of their hiding places by the movement of the buffaloes through the grass. Occasionally, the cattle egrets also feed on ectoparasites from the hide of the buffaloes. But the buffaloes generally do not benefit from the presence of the egrets.